Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. I've been thinking about the manger. How about you? Merry Christmas. This is Pastor Scott Boger from the Westlow Baptist Church in Westlow, New York, your pastor for the day. You ever wonder about the manger that the baby Jesus was laid in after his birth in Bethlehem? I do. Every Christmas, we invite people to travel with us back to Bethlehem, and oh, how far it is to Bethlehem. We pause to contemplate the marvel of God coming to earth wrapped in flesh and being laid in a manger. We're familiar with the story of Luke 2. We know about the expectant Virgin Mary and honorable Joseph traveling to Bethlehem, finding no room, ending up in a stable or lean-to out back. And then in verse 7 it says, Mary gives birth and Jesus is wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. Just think about how God chose to come into our world with unbelievable humility. That manger was probably built out of the same old rough wood that we see in our barns. The original word in the Greek is phatne, meaning to eat, which is what barn critters do. They eat. Don't miss this. God came to earth taking on the form of a servant, the king of splendor and abject squalor. Just like the Christ child was laid in a rough, less than clean manger, he's able to clean and make beautiful our hearts. The Messiah in the manger is willing to grace human hearts with his beauty and his light. Surely that's a parable of peace. Think about what the heart is like without Christ. Without Christ, just like the manger is not beautiful, without Christ, our hearts are not very beautiful. The picture's not pretty. Our hearts are naturally rough and hard, like Pharaoh's in Exodus 7-9. Our hearts can be unattractive and selfish like Esau in Genesis 27, full of rage and hate towards his brother Jacob. Jeremiah 17:9 spells it out plainly. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Give that some thought. Apart from grace, our hearts are twisted, devious, and rebellious. 1 John 5:12 minces no words, saying, whoever has the Son has life, and whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Our hearts are twisted and inverted, consumed by ego, bent in on themselves, unfit for heaven. Without God coming into the very manger of our hearts would be more about consumption and never about communion. So what's a heart with Christ in it look like? That's a great question. The Savior's plan is summarized beautifully in Luke 19:10. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save the lost. Jesus came to earth with rescue, redemption, and regeneration in view. He comes to the most common of us. He comes to those who least expected, to the very fringes and the edges of culture, and there he claims a people for his own. The roughness of the manger or the roughness of the heart is transformed by his righteousness. The darkness gives way to light. Psalm 51 declares that God is capable of creating in us a clean heart, a heart free from sin and rebellion. The true beauty of Bethlehem's manger is that a king is found within it. When Christ sits enthroned in our lives, life takes on glorious meaning, and the dark season of meaninglessness ends, and we rejoice in the light. Without Christ in the manger of our life, we remain rough and rebellious. Years ago, when my four children were small, we were given a kids' video with a dog puppet in it. And once you get past the whole puppet thing, you realize that the song that the little puppet sings is loaded with great truths. It asks questions like this. Is your heart a manger? Is there any room for him? Is your heart a manger? Does it cradle the babe of Bethlehem? If he came again tonight, would you let him in? Like a modern day wise man, would you follow the light? Would you bow down before him and worship him as your king? Now, those are the kinds of questions that make for a truly Merry Christmas. This has been Pastor Scott Boger from Westlow Baptist Church in Westlow, New York, your pastor for the day.